Hello, I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are into chapter 3 that deals with managing a tour operation company, the nitty-gritty part of a business and how the managing of a tour operation happens. So what are the learning objective of this chapter? We will understand the basic requirement in establishing a tour operation, have an idea of the business requirement needed for the tour operating company, also aware of the formalities in acquiring IATA, that is International Air Transport Association recognition. All these components are there as a learning objective of chapter 3. Further, we will also understand the legal formalities, the legal part, and the requirement of and the guidance from respective Ministry of Tourism as a government organization. Also know the basic skill needed with the tour operating company. You need to have certain basic skill that is required for a tour operating company, and also describe some of the qualities of a tour operator. Certain qualities are required because it's not only just you have idea, planning, and you start a business of a tour operation, but you need to have certain qualities. We will look into detail all those parts. The tour operator plays an important role. As an introduction, we are understanding that the tourism industry in that, a tour operator plays an important role by purchasing all individual travel components and combining them to form a package tour. We have seen like a tour operator buys hotel room, airline ticket, tour packages, city tours, meals, visit to attraction, asking a tour guide to join, escort, and all these they buy or they pay for their services and make a package tour. Then they sell directly to the customer or through the distribution channel. So sometimes they directly sell to an end user or by giving it pricing. In other words, they are sometimes referred to as tourism manufacturer because they have not only done costing of it, planning of it, but they are selling it as a business. So they are tourism manufacturer. Owning and running a tour operation business requires a variety of skill. It is not that simple that you can start a tour operation company. And you need certain skills. So we will look at what we need. It involves a lot of planning, specialization, and organization. Likewise, after planning, there is a period that you have to wait for to business to come and flow. Possibly a full season, possibly waiting for some of an event to happen. And tour operator, after the planning, has to wait for that to move and to get business. A tour operator is a trained professional, trained from the tourism and travel perspective, who is an exceptionally knowledgeable person. So they would have a good, excellent knowledge of world geography, various tourism-related laws, implication of it, sometimes a good understanding of visa requirement. If they don't have, they can always get it. And in recent years, for example, many tour operators, travel agents are very much having a good information with regard to COVID protocol because many countries that have opened up their border have their respective COVID protocol for arriving tourists. They need to have communication skill, leadership quality. In case if they are taking a group, they should have a leadership quality. Also, they should have a motivational skill and an expert of the tourism field who keep himself updated with the current trends and changes. What are the current trends going on into the tourism industry? how the tourism industry is taking shape. For example, sustainable tourism. That's a trend that every experiencing travel, that is also the trend that is going on. Experiencing personally the benefit of what they have gone to see, enjoying it, being part of it, and not just by looking at it. So all these are the current trend, including what we said about the communication skill, good geography knowledge, and an expert on tourism field. All these are the qualities of a good tour operator. Every enterprise, small or big, should fulfill some of these essential requirements before starting. Personal ability, the vision, what I'm going to do, what we are going to offer, what is our strength, some sort of a SWOT analysis, proper infrastructure, where your office is positioned, how well you are communicable, what is your access, how you have your linkage, as we saw in the previous chapter, your linkage and your integration to rope in the other elements of tourism industry to make your tour operation business a successful business. Likewise, their centrally located premises near a business center, they cannot sit in a remote area and run a tourism business. They should be in a business center. And likewise, the business capability, meaning all the skills of a successful businessman, that includes leadership, that includes risk-taking capacity, that includes vision, that includes understanding of market. And of course, the legal element referring to various licenses, permits, and approvals to be taken. If you are conducting a tour operational business, then licenses, permits, and approvals are also required. You cannot do the business without abiding by different approvals and permits. So product knowledge is important, very much important. What product you are selling? If you are selling for Dubai, what Dubai has to offer, what the tourism products are available there, what type of hotels are there, what is the weather scenario there, what is yes and what is no in that culture, which language they speak, what one has to be careful about, and so many such things. So product knowledge which they sell, they must also know. They have trained and qualified staff. A common skill, just communication skill, may not work. A good understanding of tourism product, a good understanding of world geography is also important. And obviously, enough financial backup. Because when you are in business, then you have to wait for funds to come in. Whereas you have to put and send money to your suppliers upfront. Obviously, you need financial backup in the form of your own seed capital or financial availability of funds through any arrangement through financial institutions or banks. Authority to sell on behalf of other principals. You should have an authority as well, some sort of an authority like IATA accreditation that tells you that once you are IATA accredited, you have an authority to sell all the IATA airline tickets through IATA system. So these are all requirement of setting up a tourism company. It is not just you decide and you start a business as if you are starting a sort of a grocery shop. You need to have all these additional qualification into it. You have to have a qualified staff, because once you interact, not always the manager or the top management would come and interact with a customer, with an end user. You need to have a qualified staff who would handle, explain the itinerary, explain the tourism product in detail, talk about the hotel which they are going to stay, what are the services they can have, and so on and so forth. excuse me. So we look at the infrastructure part. And for establishing a travel agency, the financial requirements are not very high. I mean, you don't need millions of dollars to start up. Investment are mostly needed for the following areas. So where you need funds? Let's have a look. Buying or hiring a space for the office. So obviously you take a good business place to work for, and for that you need to pay maybe 3 months rent in advance, some deposits, or you need an office furniture, a well spread office, computers, printers, laptops, office equipment and office stationery, and promotional material like printing brochures or getting it electronically printed, like e-brochure, template, posters, leaflets, etc. And obviously the salary for the employees, because when you hire trained and skilled staff, they cost money, and training of the staff. So for that, you need funding. You need salary for those staff. So these are the requirement as an infrastructure setup. Unlike other industries, where you need to have a huge plant, a huge machinery, big heavy stock of products is not there in travel and tourism. The quality and the skilled staff is a big asset to a good tour operational company. The location, also a big asset to a good tour operator or a travel agency. Setting up an office in a prime business area where there is a good movement of public, that's the best location. So the investment is not in heavy machinery, in big real estate buildings, or in buying the raw material or product. The only investment we just now saw is referring to the salaries, office furniture, location, rent, electricity, computer, laptop, internet connectivity, and obviously the qualified staff and their salary. So approvals and memberships, tour operator, travel agent, they don't stand alone. They are within the community of various travel agents who have their different organizations for which they are member nationally as well as internationally. So having earlier mentioned requirement, the company should also have approval or recognition from the Ministry of Tourism or International Air Transport Association, IATA. If you are having a ticket stock, then you need to have approval from IATA. For you to have IATA approval, meaning you can sell all IATA airline ticket stock through IATA managed system of selling tickets. Likewise, an approval from Ministry of Tourism will make you a recognized travel agent or the tour operator. The tour operator can also be a member of the international organization, and that could be many. It could be like World Travel and Tourism Council, United Nations World Tourism Organization, Pacific Asia Travel Association, to name a few. A tour company should have the necessary approval from the concerned organization. Right now, many tour operators are having a recognition for International Eco-Tourism Societies of the World, because that's the name of tourism to come in. Sustainable, responsible, eco and green tourism. And a lot of travel agencies and tour operators are getting connected to these organizations who take responsibility of sustainable tourism, who promote sustainable tourism. And their membership is a prime membership for them. So for approval of membership, the travel agency has to submit the application form, the normal process that goes on by filling up an application form, and they have to fulfill the following conditions. Ability to generate or procure air passenger through air transportation. So just having a license will not work. You have to generate business, and you should have a capacity to generate business. Likewise, adequate financial status, because you have the authority to issue tickets on behalf of airline, which is a monetary value of a ticket. So if you sell ticket worth of 10 million in a fortnight or 10 days time period, then the airline IATA should have a guarantee of 10 million rupees, because that much amount you have sell, you have sold till you pay to IATA. So that's a bank guarantee or sort of a financial guarantee that they have to give. And the location of travel agency should near to business area, obviously, because where there is a flow and the good footfall of the travelers, the customers, the end users, the passengers, you should have a position office in that area rather than having compromising on the rent and having an office in a remote corner. Possibly for a satellite office, a travel agency can have an office in that era. But to serve to a particular satellite account where there is an office, they have possibly an industry or a particular type of a business linked to that office. Overall, if you look at the great footfall, you would find many travel agencies situated in big malls, in good commercial areas, where there is good footfall and good flow of the customers. Also, qualified and experienced staff is very important. We have spoken in at length about qualified and experienced staff. Qualified does not mean holding a specific type of degree, but someone with a tourism background, having done IATA or learned tourism into their college studies or have done diplomas with regard to travel and tourism, is a qualification. Tour operators' approval of membership can become a member of IATO. It refers to Indian Association of Tour Operators and Association of Domestic Tour Operators of India. These are all local or based on a national scale that registers and incorporates. Getting connected to these approvals and membership, you get to a bigger community and get the benefit of a reasonable and clarity on your business approaches, a transparency. Also, by becoming a member of these organizations, the tour operator get the opportunity to showcase and sell their product in the international market also. Once you are a member of these organizations, which are recognized on national and international scale, a travel agent tour operator can proudly display this. That would get a recognition internationally that you are linked to a member, you have a membership of a particular international brand, and get a better exposure. All those who are linked to them, to those organizations, would find it comfortable to deal with you because you have membership of those international and national organizations. Likewise, on a common goal, on a common issues that are linked to the tourism industry, all these membership that you gain or you join, you get the support directly from them for any cause or any issue that relates to your business of travel and tour operation. And basic business requirement needed with the firm. Now we look at tour operating company to function efficiently. It must cope with business demand and development commercial scale. So if the business demand shoots up, especially in the peak season, where there are more funds required to support the supply chain, because supply chain will not work, not always work on a credit term. Sometimes you have to send money upfront or guarantee a certain amount through bank guarantee. So ultimately, you must meet the business demand and develop commercial skill. What are required in commercial skills? What is commercial skill is basically how to be successful in a commerce or a trade or a business. That skill is there as a part of your requirement. and also financial and technological skill. Now we have improved so much on technology in recent years, especially in COVID. Lot of technological impacts have come in much before time that were supposed to come in 2 years later have come much earlier. Virtual thing has gone for practically everything, like virtual reality. You can have a 360 degree view of your product that you would like to show to your customer or end user anywhere sitting in other part of the world or within India, for example. You can show 360 degrees virtual reality of your hotel room, your destination. All that is possible through technological skill. You have chatbots, to name a few of the technological development that have taken place. Zoom link. You can have a Zoom link with your customer and answer every possible thing that he or she has a doubt for. Chatbot, as I mentioned, you have various other skills that have developed in technology, artificial intelligence. All these are required. Tourism industry is not stepping behind from any other growth areas that have come in IT sector. Tourism industries, many tour operators have their own app where you can register. Airlines have their own apps wherein you can do anything from reservation to check-in to web check-in to check the seat availability. All is possible through app, and that's a technological development, and that is required for a successful, that's a requirement for a successful tourism industry firm. Also, basic requirement, we continue with the understanding of that. Needed that, you need to have IATA. If you like to have IATA, then there are certain requirements. Vision to establish business and take it forward. Just having a dream of starting a travel agency, and because you have funds available, you cannot be a successful tour operator. You should have a vision where we are today, how we are going, what we want to achieve, and how are we going to do that. That vision is required for becoming a successful IATA. Your business base, from where you are going to procure business, how you are targeting, how many airlines you would promote, what's your database, how would you be selling IATA airlines, because there are some non-IATA airlines also, and IATA is concerned with promoting IATA airlines. So non-IATA airlines, if you promote, that's not. What is your base of business? What is your clientele base? Database from where you procure business. That's one thing which is falling under vision. What are you visualizing it? Financial competence. Business comes. There is a lot of business available in the market. But financially stabilized businesses are limited. That has to be brought under a discipline of financial management. For that, you need to have a financial skill or financial support for your tour operating firms to become an IATA. Like a bank guarantee, if you are selling 2 crore rupees of tickets in a fortnight, the IATA should have a bank guarantee of 2 crores. In case if you get by any chance insolvent or fail to pay 2 crore rupees within a span of time period that is to be paid for, then the IATA has a bank guarantee to support that loss of payment. Okay, so that is, and then what products are you offering? Creativity and ability to implement. Any tourism industry business is now coming up with lot of creativity. Those who are very traditional type of a tour operator are slowly disappearing simply because they are agents who just buy from one agency and sell it to another agency by either retaining 4 to 5% commission which they earn with no professional skill. All these travel agent or tour operators have a limited lifespan. So that is the importance of having a qualified staff, a vision, a financial support. Many in the COVID have disappeared because they could not financially stand in the loss of businesses that occurred in this COVID era. So important thing of a business requirement is a skilled workforce, product offering, financial stability. Thank you very much.